Following is the president's speech at Danville, Illinois, Tuesday, October 12th, 1948.
Before proceeding, I would like to introduce a few candidates. It gives me great pleasure to present to you Wayne R. Cook, candidate for Congress from the 23rd District. The next candidate is a state candidate, Mr. Ben Cooper, for state auditor. The candidate for governor of the state of Illinois on the Democratic ticket, Adlai Stevenson. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much. Can you imagine this outpouring of Democrats in old Joe Cannon's town? I just can't understand it. Certainly good to be in Danville. I'm going to, don't worry. I'm proud of you, for I hear that you're going to send Wayne Cook, one of America's great war heroes, to the Congress as your representative. I also understand that Paul Douglas, that great Marine hero, is going to go to the Senate. And that Adlai Stevenson is going to Springfield as the governor of this great state. You know, the first political banner I ever wore in my life, I was about 7 or 8 years old, was a cap with a sign on it that said Cleveland and Stevenson. Cleveland for president and Stevenson for vice president. And that was the father of Adlai Stevenson. When I'm here in Danville, I always think about the time 100 years or so ago when a group of Abraham Lincoln's lawyer friends put him on trial before a kangaroo court down at the old McCormick house because his lawyer fees were too low. Lincoln lost the case and was fined a jug of whiskey. I want you to think just how out of place Lincoln would be with the present-day Republicans. Republicans don't charge low fees any longer. The higher the better is their motto. They don't think any longer of the people, by the people, and for the people. The record of the Republican 80th Congress is proof of that. And the Republican candidate for president is standing squarely on the record of that Congress in his campaign. Can you imagine that? That Congress tore into the rights of the working man. It undermined the prosperity of the farmer. It hurt every family in the country by refusing to do anything about high prices or the housing shortage or relieving the terribly crowded conditions of schools and hospitals all over the country. All that the Republican Congress did was to pass laws that the lobbies of the railroads and the private power companies and big business asked for. They even passed laws to benefit the grain speculators. The Republican candidate for president says that he's proud of the record of the 80th Congress. We don't have time now to go into all these issues. Let's look at just one of the things the Republican 80th Congress did that affects the prosperity of every man, woman, and child in this audience. The Commodity Credit Corporation, under the Democratic administrations, developed a program to store grain when there were bumper crops, so that grain could be marketed over a longer period of time. This helped the farmer to get good, steady prices for his crops and gave him encouragement to raise big crops. If it hadn't been for that encouragement, millions of people in the world would have starved to death. Well, the grain speculators don't like this because they make their killings when the farm prices go up and down in a hurry. They don't care what happens to the farmer. Speculators have always exploited the farmer, until the New Deal put an end to that speculating exploitation. So the grain lobbies got Republican Jesse Walcott of Michigan and Republican Leo Allen right up here in Chicago in Illinois to lead a fight in the 80th Congress to change the charter of the Commodity Credit Corporation so that it could no longer secure storage space for bumper crops. That was a plain sellout to the lobbies by the Republican 80th Congress. Well, now what happened? This year we had a bumper crop, and we have no place to put it. I was down in southern Illinois the other day, and corn down in southern Illinois was selling for $1 a bushel, and the support price on corn was 47 cents a bushel. Now, who's getting that 47 cents? Not the farmer. Not the farmer. The speculators are getting it because they prevented the ability to store that grain and give the farmer the benefit of the support price. Farmers all over the country are being forced to dump their grain as distressed grain or let it rot on the ground because the Commodity Credit Corporation no longer has the power to provide emergency storage space for bumper crops. That's a Republican program, pure and simple. And the farmers can't get the government support price because the crops are not in storage. That's typical Republican attitude toward the farmer. And when the farmer suffers, every one of you in cities like Danville feels the effects. Don't let the Republicans fool you with their smooth talk about what they're going to do for the farmers and the workers and the small businessmen in this country. Their actions speak louder than words. You know, Uncle Joe Cannon had quite a career from this great town. And he was present when one of his colleagues said he'd rather be right than present. And old Uncle Joe made a famous answer. He said, "I am sure that my worthy friend will never be right or present either." I think that's absolutely true of the Republicans today. They'll never be right and they'll never elect a president if the people understand what they're trying to do. You know who's right in this campaign. It's within your power to determine on election day whether you will have a government that'll be to your best interests or whether you will have a government that's run by the lobbies that have run the 80th Congress. Now, there won't be any difference in the next Congress if you send the Republicans back there. The same old backward-looking leadership will be in charge. You've got to clean this thing out. You've got to send Democrats to Congress this time. And you've got to support the administration that's looking out for the people. Go to the polls on election day and vote for yourselves. And when you do that, you'll vote a straight Democratic ticket. And I won't be troubled with the housing shortage. I'll still live in the White House. How'd you like to meet my family? All right. Here's the boss of the White House, and she tells the president pretty much what he ought to do. And my daughter, Margaret. Can't tell you how very much I appreciate this wonderful turnout. It shows you're interested in the welfare of the country. Show that interest on election day. Get up early and vote the Democratic ticket on the 2nd of November.